Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast. Are you ready to laugh gently? Jim Jeffrey Show podcast. Jimmy Jeffrey. If you want to rap on top of it, Tone. That was racist. Sorry. You're our first black guest. Tone Bell's here.
Am I for real?
No.
You might be. Is he? Ah, yeah, but they write for the show. You're our first outsider one. We also have an Australian.
Sounds even worse.
I'm the first external black male you have on
the show. First external one. We have ones who work for me. That sounds bad as well.
And ones?
Paid workers. Anyway, so we also have Amos Gill from Australia. Say hello, Amos Gill.
Hello, Jim. Hello, everybody.
Amos is actually staying at my house. Very popular comedian in Australia and a radio DJ.
Yes, I do a radio show back home.
Morning radio in Adelaide. Now, just to put it in context
for you. It's the biggest city in Australia.
Yeah, just to put it in context for you American people, what you're listening to now is like, imagine if we had the biggest star from Alabama come right now.
I think Missouri.
No, anyway, so I gotta advertise shit that I'm doing, man. Okay, so they put a lot of advertisements here on the actual bit of paper that I meant to read, but there's only one that I really care about. This Friday, July 13th, my new Netflix special, This Is Me Now, and don't think it's because I've changed, it's because that's a punchline to one of the jokes. I don't want to ruin the joke, but one of the punchlines is This Is Me Now. And so...
is it because you're now part of the global elite? Is that what
I am? Because? I am. People have already been writing to me about how much they hate the special and it hasn't come out yet. People are writing to me like, it was good before, you're a cuckold, fuck
soy
you.
Soy boy
fucking,
with your veneer
yeah,
teeth.
Fucking with your fuck you. You were better when you were raping people. And I never actually raped a person. So that was...
which was aesthetic.
Just let that sit for a second.
Yeah, well, anyway. So also, July 13th, I'll be in Northern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium in Edmonton, Alberta. On July 15th, I'll be at the TCU Palace Place. There's no palaces in Saskatoon. I'll be at the TCU Place in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend I'll be there. July 27th at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium in Calgary, Alberta. July 28th at the Club Regent Event Center in Winnipeg. Fuck, I'm not even going to name the territory. I can't say it, but it's in Winnipeg.
Manitoba.
Who gives a fuck? All right, so...
Canada.
Is there anywhere else named Winnipeg in the entire world? Anyways, it doesn't matter. It'll be fine. You'll figure it out.
Winnipeg sounds like the worst competition ever.
We grew up with that game in Australia. Come on, kids, Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg. $10 to enter.
Just put your balls in the clown's mouth in Winnipeg.
They don't do that here, the moving clown heads.
Don't they? Is that not a thing?
No, so you know at like carnival games they have to throw a dart at something, right? Tony, you know about this. You throw
I frequent mini.
You throw a dart or you throw a ball at the thing that has to knock over or you try to get like a basket in a hoop that isn't big enough.
Basketball, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard about that. And so what happens is in Australia we have these clown's heads that move side to side.
Their mouths are very open and surprised.
They're glory hole clown heads and the head moves from side to side. You put ping pong balls in the clown's mouth and now attached to the clown's head. This is harder to explain than I thought it would be.
You pay for this game?
Yeah, there's a tube at the bottom. There's a tunnel that goes through the clown's mouth and it goes out and the ball will fall into like 5 points, 10 points, no points, 50 points or whatever. And so that's how we have fun down under.
How wide is the mouth open?
It's very easy to put a ping pong ball through, but I imagine...
Okay.
I took a picture of one when I was there.
Oh yeah, but that's not even close to the normal one.
That's too big.
Yeah, that's a weird Luna Park fucking mouth. Yeah.
That's aggressively open.
Yeah. It was really weird.
So what it is these moving glory holes that you shove balls in.
As a kid.
Yeah, as a kid, there's they're lined up several glory holes at once, and you put a ping pong ball in, and it will shoot the ping pong ball out into an alleyway, and that's how we have fun.
Yeah, but it's either like a 10 point, a 7, a 5, a 3. You got
to mean an alleyway. What is that?
There's like, is like, so is it like a tray that has like bracketed fucking lanes?
Yeah.
And the ball will come down. If it falls into the 50 point lane, you get 50 points, and if you fall into the 0 points, you get no points.
Got it.
But here's a weird thing: if it falls into the 5 point lane, you actually get 24 points. You have to understand the culture. Anyway,
but
so
you know what those carnies are doing after we all leave?
With coming on the balls, oh, fucking the mouths.
Disgusting. Those people, they're corn dogging them.
Corn dogging them.
Yeah.
Now, corn dog means something different in their culture.
Yeah, we do. We have the ones where, like, yeah, you have a like a water gun and you squirt into the clown's mouth.
Yes.
To
that's such a
clowns are abused. That's universally.
That's such a shitty thing because it's just you have to stay in one sort of spot and you stay on target and then you just keep on spraying in the clown's mouth and then something lifts up until it reaches like a hat on the end of the thing.
Balloon's
gonna
pop.
Oh, there's a balloon. It's got to pop. I like the one where there's the horse racing and you have to roll a ball so it lands into some holes and the red holes are worth more than the yellows and the blues are the shittiest. I might have got that order wrong. But that's a one I'm very popular of. I actually did that at Six Flags the other day with my son. It was just the two of us racing, and all you had to do was roll the ball up. And fuck me, you know when you have kids, right? None of you have kids.
No, but go ahead.
Right, but when you have a kid, for the most part, you let them win everything. Every now and again with a child, you do this thing like, fuck it, they shouldn't win everything, and then you just annihilate them just to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, that's how life works.
But 9 out of 10 times, you let them win, and you if you have a race with them in a swimming pool, you act like I can't swim anymore, and you let them touch at the end, and they get very excited. Touch the pool. That's important. Not touch anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was doing that with my son. And we're doing that roll-up game with Six Flags where the horse rides along. You got the ball's got to go in little different holes. And then you meant to just roll it up, and for some reason, Hank just fucking threw it over the barrier.
What about this week when I was with Hank and I threw him in the pool, and then Hank said, it went up my bum hole.
It went up your bum hole, yeah.
And you had to clarify whether it was my finger or the water.
Yes, and we still haven't had a definitive answer.
we still really don't know. Amos is not answering. Yeah.
This is my deposition.
Yeah, like Amos has fabricated a bit of that story. There was no pull.
Whatever you say can and will be used. When the girl I'm dating now, like every now and then we'll go to the park or something, and we'll like play basketball or you know, play catch or something like that. And
you're playing basketball with girls?
Yeah, and I murder her every time. I'd give her no easy shot. I'm blocking everything. I'm stealing the ball. I want her to know who's in charge. You know what I mean? Like, this is my game.
But there's things she can beat you at. Like she's a female, so like the games of mental torture.
Talking. Yeah.
Mental torture. Self-esteem.
All I got left is my ego.
Yeah. Or choosing which restaurant you go to. That's a very big one. I don't care where we go to, and then not that one.
If it was up to you, it'd just be Chick-fil-A if it was you.
I love Chick-fil-A. Look, I've always said this, right? And now I know I'm a very left-leaning sort of guy, and I believe in gay marriage, and I know that Chick-fil-A... a bad company that spent a lot of money on anti-gay premises, but I tell you what, their chicken's good.
That's a good biscuit, man.
I'm tell you what, until the gays can make a comparative chicken, I can't help them out anymore. Yeah. I've supported them for so long. If the gay community gets together and makes some really good chicken, I'm back on board.
Oh, there's the gauntlet laid down. A lot of Australian actors who are gay come out here and then they do photos of themselves at Chick-fil-A and they're like, I feel dirty, but... it's
yeah,
delicious.
Who's their competition? There's no really big competition for Chick-fil-A. Like,
well, there people try. You've got your KFC and your El Porto Loco and all whatnot.
El Porto Loco? Yeah, that's it.
Is that how you say it?
No.
There's not even a team there.
We have Porto in Australia. That's what you're thinking.
Oh, Porto's good. Elgalo chicken in Australia. Dynamite.
Nando's?
Nando's is shit.
How about Zaxby's?
Nando's is overpriced. I'm dating a British girl at the moment. She's in the corner. Do you like Nando's? You don't eat meat. Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Hey, fun times. All right, so we actually did a show.
We did.
That wasn't chicken or clown mouth related.
Well, yeah.
No, do we have to do an advertisement first?
We will, not for a little bit, right?
Okay, so what happened in the show today is, I'm trying to remember it because it happened an hour ago.
Supreme Court
first act. We talked. Brett Kavanaugh is the new Supreme Court nominee to replace Anthony Kennedy. He was announced last night by Trump to replace him. Now he has to get approved. Seems like he probably will. He it's back and forth on whether this guy is good or bad, depending on what side you're leaning. But actually, I think there's a lot of Democrats that are happy about some of his viewpoints. So we'll see. But anyways, the main gist of the piece.
So the whole thing is the Supreme
the
Court.
The main gist of the piece was that these people get selected as lifetime appointees, and they just get old as shit.
And the angle we sort of went for is, I sort of stand by this, is that it's even with presidents as well, it's why do we have to have these old people in charge? Now, I'm not trying to act like a young, hip kid that I am, but the thing is about old people is they're dumb and useless. And if any of you are listening to this, if any of you old...
How old?
Yeah, what point?
Yeah, give me... What's
65 old? Over. Useless. Okay. Useless cunts. All useless. Anyway, so any of you old people are listening to the podcast right now, how did you get your grandkids to download it? This is the only one you're going to listen to. You can't work technology, you dumb fucks. Anyway, so what happens is these old people get elected to be president or what have you. And really, science has proved... Not just me, other science has proved that old people aren't good at things. Mm. That was the hypotenuse that happened.
Yeah,
is that the word?
I think it was a study.
Or like hypothesis, like a triangle. They obviously get worse.
There's no right angles on this.
They're very acute looking at that age.
I think it was just a study that was done.
All right, but a lot of people... Look, you don't...
In Australia, there's an age where you have to retire.
I don't know if it was like science.
Really? Wait a minute. I want to hear about this. Amos, I've been out of Australia for a long time. Yeah. There's an age you have to retire.
Yeah, the High Court, which is our Supreme Court.
Which is our Supreme Court. Except there's weed involved. Hey-o!
Yeah, so we make them retire like 70, 75. It changes occasionally.
That's still too old, though.
When you can't drive, you can't...
Yeah. It's still too fucking old. I think there should be a maximum age that you can be things. Like, you should only be allowed to be president if you're under the age of 35. That's it. Nobody old anymore.
A president in Yeezys.
Yeah, that's fine. Though I don't care.
That's
if it's
fine.
Like, yeah, it's like.
Well, see,
you
like,
but I don't want any president that's going to be caught up in the Me Too scandal.
Yeah.
Actually, that happens to older people.
Yeah, I don't know what you're.
Who else is left then?
No, but I mean, there's plenty of people that are under the age of 35 that would be qualified.
All right, so name is the best person under 35 that should be president right now.
Under 35.
My buddy.
What's Kanye West's age?
Yeah. My How old is Aziz Ansari?
My pretty clean. No,
my buddy Robert is pretty cool, man.
So, Bell. Like... I would have Tone Bell. I would have you as president right away.
Yeah, but then I have to go back to Anthony so people took me seriously and everything. Like, you can't have president.
No, but that's how you run. Anthony Tone Bell. That's
my nickname.
Everybody likes the nickname.
I like Tone Bell, man. Tone Bell. President Tone Bell.
Yeah, and so what? So and what's
you know what I like about
platform?
You? Because you're single. Because you're single and you swing your dick around so much. There'd be so many first ladies. I love that. There'd be a first lady, second nice lady. There'd be a side chick lady.
What?
Where's she staying? The West Wing, baby.
And this is the thing. You wouldn't run, like, so if you were going to run for president, you wouldn't be like, yeah, here's how I'm going to fix the economy, and here's how I'm going to do this and that. There'd be other things that you would be promoting, right, as far as your platform?
I'd make sure mixtapes are free.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Bringing back tapes. I like that already.
Yeah.
But I like the side chick of the United States is SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
It already
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get a SCOTUS, man. Side chick, you know. So who? Okay, Trump's not is a bad example.
That's Stormy Daniels, right?
But here's the thing about old people. Like, when you do old, you justify old people being like taking new, like a 70-year-old judge getting in. I'm afraid that he's going to try to redo stuff that he couldn't get done in the 60s.
Yeah.
And like try to implement that now. Like,
that's
he's
the
not
problem.
Thinking that, right.
They're nobody over the age of 40
what do you mean,
changes
like,
their
you know
mind.
What I mean?
Bringing back
if
Bush.
If you got like a 78, not bring it. You meant like a vagina Bush.
Yeah, no, there not the Bush family.
I was just trying to make sure that we clarified that.
Nobody over the age of 40 changes their mind on anything. So it's like you're already set on how you're going to rule as a judge or president or senator or any of that shit.
I'm 41. I changed my mind on things.
Well, you know, you're have been a year. So
I have,
give it a time.
I have, less, I have less soda now.
Less cigarettes.
That's your big change in life.
Less soda.
Less soda. No, don't smoke as much. Less
socially,
soda.
You're probably going to stay pretty much the same because you just get set in a certain way that you.
Pretty
like.
Much. I feel like my racism is at a level that's acceptable now. You know, like it's pretty.
Not on the Germans after today's show. That girl's never coming back.
I like all races except for one. I'll let you guess.
I just throw it out there for you.
Bit of social media, do a poll.
I like their food, hate the people. There's another hint. Anyway, so... No, I was mean to a German girl in the front row.
Yeah.
What was that? Tony, were you at the show?
No, I don't get
you
invited.
Missed. I
don't get invited to those shows.
I was bigoted. I'm not bigoted. It's not racism because I was mean to a white German girl. But the problem was I did a whole lot of stuff like you fucking killed the Jews and blah, blah, blah. Mm. Like mild humorous things.
Right, but she took it all
it
personally.
Is very mildly humoring.
I think she was laughing, but it's hard to tell with a German because they're so humorless. But the problem was she was about 15.
Oh, was she?
And you're blaming her on the 1940s.
She did not know?
She was very young. No, it's not that she didn't know. I'm sure they learned. I knew she was 15. I knew. I was looking at her.
You went after her. It anyway?
But like that girl today had a photo with a Hollywood sign. She was on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And then she's like, oh, I'll go watch live television.
Yeah, someone goes, do you want to come to the live TV show? And she goes, I am.
You killed the Jews!
I didn't say she just killed the Jew. I also said they were humorless and they were out of the World Cup. I came at it from several angles. Well, and none of them unfactual.
This is correct.
I don't even think there's a comedy club in Germany, probably, right?
Okay. I love playing this game. Okay, I always try to find towns in foreign countries and try to name a comedy club. So, like, we can name out of the country. So my Afghanistan comedy club is called Lafghanistan,
yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you want to, I'm performing at Lafghanistan this week. Give me a comedy name for Munich or Berlin. Or Stuttgart. Stuttgart's not a hard one. Stuttgart, go catch you off your Stuttgart.
I've got actual names of comedy clubs in Berlin.
All right, what's that called?
One of them's called the Quatsch Comedy Club.
Well, it would probably be like Berlin, your friends, 2-drink minimum. It's like bring your friends.
Nah, it's not.
Ah, fuck it.
The Cosmic Comedy Berlin. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing. Famous German comedians. You don't know any.
Henning Wing.
Dieter Heller Vorden.
Henning Wing.
That's a good name.
Henning Wing. There
Henning
he is.
Henning Wing. Whoa, he's a mate of mine. I know Henning Wing.
Is he like something wrong with his face?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That's the act.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't bring my burn victim friend
his
on the
face
show.
Looks fucked up.
Yeah, he's just German.
Oh, okay. Well, they got a great comedy scene over there, German. Oh, no, he was just making a face.
We've gigged in Austria together, Forrest.
I know. Remember that woman yelled at me at 7 in the morning. She's Austrian, but they're just yelling at me in German because she thought I was supposed to be at my hotel, but I went to your hotel to meet the ride there. And she was just spitting and yelling in German in my face at like 7 in the morning. And I got in the van and I said, I did not realize until right now how it was possible that the Germans were able to take over all of Europe. But they're just very scary.
They're very scary.
Yeah. It was just like the scariest thing ever.
They have good leather jackets, too.
All right, look, you can say what you want about the Nazis, or you can say what you want about them, but they dressed great.
Oh, Hugo Boss.
They look fantastic. Yeah, Hugo Boss designed their clothing. Did you not know that?
Very tailored people.
To all the people in the room.
Everyone know that, Hugo Boss?
British girlfriend, did you know? You did not know. That's because you British people look very sloppy next to the Germans.
So something funny in Act One, though, I don't know, you know, we'll see. It was just the varying things that we were allowed to say and not allowed to say. So there was the first thing, you had an idea yesterday. There was a grandfather going into a Mexican restaurant, and every time he did it, he ordered spaghetti. And then you said...
And I wrote a joke that went, he doesn't even call it spaghetti. He just calls it Dago strings.
Yeah, so... Right?
Would you be okay with me to go home and start a pasta restaurant called Dago Strings?
Oh, yeah. No, but there's other ones for penne. It's called Dago Tubes.
Yeah, there you go.
Little bow tie ones.
Dago bow ties. It's all good stuff. But anyway, that got through our censorship people. And then we had a really good one. We had a really good one today.
It was Justice Thomas. Is imaginary when he's older and home. This is all a joke.
He's in a nursing home. Yeah. Justice Thomas is in a nursing home, and the joke was that Justin Thomas doesn't want abortion to go through because he's old and decrepit, and because he thinks that everyone has to go through the pain of being old. So he wants everyone to live long. And so then the nurse comes in and says, "Hey, Justin Thomas."
Justice Thomas.
He goes, "Hey,
yo, Justin."
He goes, "Hey,
get your old ass out of here, Justin."
So he sat in the writing room, and God bless me, I'm a genius. genius. But I came up with a joke where I went, how about he just spits on his dick and looks at her and goes, your move.
My mum used to work in a nursing home for people with dementia.
Right. And the amount of fucking moves she would have made.
Oh, the ding. So people would ding her, and this guy used to always ding her, and he'd be jerking off. And when she'd
wait a minute, that's Australian, dinger.
Ding. So he'd hit like the button, you know, the like. Button.
Oh, yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. And mum would come and visit, and then she'd rip off like his blanket. And he'd be jerking under there, and he came right on her face one time, and she just had to just wipe it off and be like, I guess that's just the day.
I was waiting
here
for that setup,
which is weird because the first time she did it right, now we have Amos.
I think when she came in, I was waiting to figure out where he came. So like that story is complete.
All right, so let's just turn to Amos for a second. So your mother used to wank off old people.
Well, inspiration.
Well, she was a nurse.
How much cum is
palliative
it?
Care over
how
there?
Much mum? How much cum has your mother had on her, both like work wise and in reality?
Well, she did marry a lot of the doctors.
Oh,
that were there.
What do you mean your mother married a lot of doctors? Well, how many doctors?
Well, she married it after she divorced my dad. She got with a plastic surgeon who like renovated her like a new house.
Oh, right.
And like he put fake boobs in her, and you know that he like gave her a facelift or whatever. And then my dad saw him one day, and then saw her, and was like, "Well, she didn't have those tits back when we were bloody married." So she was with them for a while. And
what did your old man do?
She got upgraded.
What, for a living?
Yeah.
I worked in freight.
Oh, well, he could have shipped us some silicone tits.
Could have FedExed us some new boobs. I did that, but I've always dated nurses, so I like nurses.
You like nurses?
Yeah, they care for you, you know.
I like women who wear a nurse's outfit, but thing.
You like the teachers.
I did teachers, man. I did teachers.
Yeah, but when you left high school, who did you date?
I actually did fuck around with a couple of my teachers.
Did you fuck really? A teacher at school?
Yeah. I fucked around with the 17. 17.
All right.
Maybe your stepdad got her correct.
Wait a minute. Don't get off the track. So you're 17. Which teaches you fucking how did it happen? Say it slowly.
French. Well, it was like that summer after I graduated, but like we kind of knew it was happening like the last semester of school. Mm. Super young, but Jesus, Forrest, don't grunt like that. That's,
I didn't. As soon as I did it, I was like, that was the wrong sound I wanted to make. I wanted to make
that
it
was
sound
grosser than what I
no,
did.
No, I wanted to make it sound like oh,
no,
okay.
You didn't. You didn't. Because that's the whole thing is like
that was
when
the wrong sound.
Whenever there's like a man who molests a woman, you go, oh, that's terrible. Whenever you hear like a school teacher fuck like a 16-year-old boy, everyone does this. Let's have a look at her. You know, before we decide whether there is a
either
crime.
Either way, I'm proud, but I don't know if I'm giving you a high five yet.
Yeah.
Right, so you were molested in an awesome
consensually
way.
Consensually molested, yes.
You were consensually molested. So what happens the first time? Like, how did you start talking to this girl in school and then, like, this woman in school?
Teacher.
Okay, you know, when you see, like, a certain... This is when you're learning too. You're like you're becoming a man. Like you see that look come from women sometimes. Like that, like the eye, like very inviting eyes.
Never seen it. Tell me
never
more.
Seen it. It just says, come on. Like you can keep talking, keep flirting. And then after school, I'd see her a little longer, and she'd like change clothes and like.
Anyway, so you had sex with a teacher. That must have been awesome. Did it ever happen in like a car?
No.
Like
just,
she ever give you
I just
a
went
lift?
To her place, man.
And what grade?
Did you ever
you
do
get?
It in the school?
Yeah, only with other students, though, female students.
Only with other students? Yeah. Oh, no, you fucked other girls at school.
Yeah.
What grade did you get in her class?
Mostly finger huh?
No, what guy? Keep going.
He got an A+, which actually stands
grade?
For anal.
Oh, I was a senior. I was coming out of high school.
Now, what grade did you get in her class?
Yeah, what mark did you get?
Oh, man, I don't remember. I mean, at least a B. I was a pretty smart kid.
B? You were having sex with her and she only gave you
that
a
happened
kid.
After I graduated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Right.
I wasn't putting it in. I have to take a final.
It was an unofficial BJ+. I don't know. Let me read an ad.
Yeah, there you go. It's underneath there in the bottom.
Oh, God. I gotta go through. Hold on. Turn the page. My dexterity's
there you go.
Gone.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You've enjoying the show? Get ready to be wowed. I'm about to read an ad. Sunbasket has been rated the number one meal kit by leading publications because they made it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. No matter how much you suck in the kitchen. Who sucks in the kitchen? Everyone's hands up. Oh, I'm sorry, this is being filmed. No one did that. How? Well, Sunbasket works with the best farm supplies to bring you fresh organic produce and reasonably priced meats and seafood delivered right to your door. Everything is pre-measured
Hold
and easy.
Hold on a second. What? That was completely wrong what you just wrote.
What did I do?
You said reasonably priced meats and seafood. It says responsibly raised meats. It's very different what you just
okay.
said.
I was more interested in the reasonable price. Yeah.
They produce,
tell me more, Jim.
They produce responsibly raised meats at a very costly price. delivered right to your door. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep. Meaningless hassle and less food waste. You can't screw this up. Even if you're Jack Hackett.
You made it into a raid, Jack.
Jackpot. Can you hack it? I don't know if you can. Plus, you can get a healthy, delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. Better yet, now,
good for food, that
joke, now yeah. You get more options than ever. Easily cooked dishes like several several albacore products. Like seared albacore like tuna steaks with green beans and soft cooked eggs. Hey, Tone.
Yes, I've had my eggs soft cooked.
Oh, I love them hard cooked, but then when they're fresh soft cooked, you go, ooh, baby. All right, soft cooked eggs. Just go to the Sunbasket app and pick from 18 healthy weekly recipes ranging from paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, family options, and more. Choose the recipes you like. Skip a week or cancel any time. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Go to sunbasket.com. Go to sunbasket.
Killing it.
Go to sunbasket.com.
I know I'm a guest, but should I do
/ gym today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/gym for $35 off. Sunbasket.com. /gym. Jack, get me a tequila.
I can't wait to get me a sunbox.
That'll be the last week we have them as a sponsor. But thanks, Sunbasket, for participating in our show. We appreciate it. So,
Tazy, you got a drink? Get Tazy a drink, man.
Okay, let's go into our act two. So act two of the show, we actually started writing a piece just about the fact that Scott Pruitt was about to roll back all these water pollution regulations from Obama era, and then... and then what happened was, all right, you okay?
I just want him to come up for the next act.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not there yet, though.
Yeah, but
yeah, you can
just
come up
so
you
know it's ready.
Yeah, sure.
It's funny. You're the most famous person in the room. And the rest of us are like, just leave him over on the sofa.
I'm just here as Jack's assistant.
So act two was, we originally were going to talk about the fact that Scott Pruitt was rolling back water pollution protection, Obama era stuff, and then he ended up resigning as administrator. All these scandals, like we've talked about numerous episodes in the show.
We've talked about Scott Pruitt a lot.
I know, and now he's finally gone and he resigned, and turns out the guy that's taken over for him is basically the same... is going to push through all the same shitty policies better because he's not an idiot building like secret phone booths and like renting out places for $50 a night. And he's also a coal lobbyist and he also belongs to something called the Washington Coal Club. So we're still screwed.
It's the whole premise of better the devil you know. It's like we always talk about like impeaching Trump and like, but then we have Mike Pence.
Yeah.
I think Mike Pence is worse than Donald Trump. I'm starting a campaign like keep Trumpy in. Yeah. I'm two more years, because I don't want Pence in.
Yeah,
he's a creep.
Oh, yeah. Man, I believe.
How often does he get his hair cut, you think?
I'm saying it now. I believe that Mike Pence is a closeted homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he just has that squint of someone who's trying to hold it down.
Well, that's why he likes the gay conversion therapy stuff, right?
No, I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, he's so anti-gay that...
It's just too much. It's too much. It's only mentioned in the Bible a couple of times. It's said in the Bible 8 times you shouldn't eat shrimp, and I haven't heard him mention that once.
It's like people that are really anti-cigarettes and booze. It's because they had a past.
Yeah, I hate cigarettes and booze.
Because they enjoyed it too much at one point.
Mm.
So anyways, the rest of this piece...
We've gone on a tangent.
A really fun part of this piece was that we basically started talking about, fun is the wrong word, but how really polluted the ocean is. Single-use plastics, like plastic water bottles, straws, things like that, are polluting the ocean. And
now, we should fill in at this moment. For the listeners who don't already know this, Forrest Shaw used to be a marine biologist. So I don't know if he was a good one. I don't know.
He got through it.
That's the thing about marine biology. Like they don't put a rating scale on you. You can be good or bad. You're still
a
marine biologist.
You were a scuba diver and stuff, right?
Yeah, I did some diving.
If you were a little thinner, you could have rescued those Thai kids.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
I like how you took the Thai cave thing to make a fat joke in my ass.
I like it because as we're doing this show, before it's released, we just found out today that the Thai kids have actually been released.
They're all good.
Yeah.
That's good, so we can start making jokes, right?
Yes.
What do you mean released? They were like being held captive.
Here's a joke for you. You know who's the happiest
Earth, fine, let them go?
That the Thai kids are out? The Thai soccer team is whoever is playing them in the next game. You got to imagine those kids aren't going to be coming in fresh when they play next week.
Oh, that's no good, Amos.
What's wrong with that? I like that.
I didn't even know they made the World Cup.
So as it turns out, we're banning straws now. Which
man,
is like,
this is everywhere.
Which is, yeah, I guess, good, but it's not going to solve all the problems. No,
I'm
there,
in two minds about this because I like sea life to a certain extent. I like massive turtles and whatnot, but I love me a plastic straw.
You had a paper straw? They're fucked.
The paper straws, you need two of them to get through a drink, and then it feels all mally.
It's paper straw. And like, yeah. Bullshit paper
and not,
straws.
Not just drinks. You ever snorted Coke through a paper straw?
Yes.
They're porous.
Terrible.
Can't get it all up there.
Terrible.
Well, if you're going to snort Coke, why don't you get, like, you know, your own personal Coke snorter, like little stainless steel.
Never done it. Don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Anyway,
but
so...
Hey, you don't love all sea life, by the way, because we had a joke in here. And I said... Basically, the joke was, it was like, hey, straws, I guess that's a good start, but there's a lot of trash in there. I guess we're going to need a... Because there was a video of a turtle getting a straw pulled from its nose that kind of sparked this whole thing. So I said, I guess we need a viral video of a dolphin getting a plastic bottle pulled from its ass. Turns out Jim doesn't like dolphins.
I'm done with dolphins.
Why do you not like them?
I feel like dolphins get everything. Right?
What do they get?
They're like one animal. There's probably over seven animals on Earth,
but
right?
What do they get?
They're one animal. They're
You're
one.
Talking about they get too much love? Like people love them?
Everyone's...
But dolphins are supposed to be dicks, right? They're supposed to be assholes.
They rape.
They rape all
they
the time.
Rape. They do.
Would you compare?
All animals rape.
How you feel
humans?
About dolphins?
Not so humans.
Just each other.
They rape each other.
Yeah, humans rape each other too. I don't know if you knew that.
Not the level that dolphins do.
Okay.
Yeah,
dolphins are the koalas of this.
I'll tell you what.
My favorite line was when we were doing the run there. You said dolphins are too flashy. That's what you said. Like when they're wearing jewelry or some shit.
They're
like,
too flashy. Everyone likes them. It's like you get a tin of tuna and it says it's dolphin free tuna, and it's like. Do you know that dolphins aren't endangered? Right, they're not endangered. We just think they are.
I'd assume
they are because we love them. Not endangered.
Hold on
in
a second.
There
are some species of dolphins that are endangered.
There's some species of human that are endangered. Just fucking work it out, dolphins.
Yeah,
right?
but we're not catching
young black males.
We're not catching chickens to eat while killing those other people that are endangered. That's the difference.
Will they actually save you from a shark? Because this is why I have to believe that they're
sure,
lost.
They've done that before. Yeah, there's.
I like sharks. Let's protect the fucking sharks. This is the thing about the dolphins, right? It's right. You get your tuna. It says dolphin-free tuna. Tuna's running out,
safe.
Right? I want some tuna-free dolphin. Lovely can of tuna-free dolphin where the tuna was set free.
You want to eat the
drunk uncle who isn't racist but hates certain marine life.
I'll tell you what. I've done a lot of car journeys with Forrest and heard about his fucking marine life. I will say this to you now. And now, kids, if you're listening and you're in a car with your parents and you're driving to school and you're listening to this podcast, your father or mother will turn back to you and say that this man is wrong for what he's about to say. But understand that your father or mother is wrong and I am the only voice of reason that exists in your life. Dolphins are fish. They will try to tell you, they'll go, they're mammals. Like fuck they are. They swim in the water. Sure, they have a different blowhole at their fucking back. But they're fucking fish. Don't tell me that they have more in common with us than they do with fish. If a dolphin had a conversation with a fish or a conversation with me, who would they have more in common with? The fucking fish.
No, they wouldn't. But also,
fuck
I want to see what Justice Thomas has to say about this.
It's not a cartoon. The dolphin's not going to have a conversation with a fish, first
all
of all.
They are.
What
is,
a fish. They eat fish. They don't like fish.
All they are, Forrest, is fish with breathing problems. Just because they're not anatomically correct doesn't mean they're not fucking fish. They're fucking fish.
Now you're doing some kind of eugenics of the fish world.
Anyway, I'll be honest with you. I don't care either way. All I'm saying is dolphins can fuck off. We're too good to them.
So, anyways.
I don't want to give away the whole plot line from next week's episode.
the end of the piece. We basically got down to the fact we were polluting the ocean, but it turns out we're also polluting with all the drugs.
If you're listening to the podcast, hashtag. Hashtag.
Is that a guy you know? Hashtag.
There's a good bar name. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be one now.
Yeah, yeah. He's fairly effeminate, but he has reasonable prices. Hashtag dolphins are fish.
Okay.
He really hates dolphins.
Get that trending. Dolphins are fish. Hashtag.
Dolphins are fish. That's going to upset so many people in your social media group if you hashtag dolphins are fish.
But that was an interesting stat that you had on the show about the island, how big it was of trash.
Yeah, the island.
It's bigger than Texas.
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is twice the size of Texas.
Right.
It's in between Hawaii and Hawaii and California.
So fuck this water.
But also,
what is this?
It's tequila.
It's fucking. I thought Jack was putting mixer in. Have a taste of that.
It's dolphin cum.
Oh yeah, that's dolphin cum.
Yeah.
Did you want me to drink some of this? Or you
want me to taste it? Have a go. You want one? You can have your own one.
Huh? I mean, I could, but
you have that one. I'll get a fresh one. Give that one to Tony.
You'll get the shit one.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the shit one.
Yeah.
If you bring Jim Limes back and you don't bring shit for me.
I wanna tell you a very quick Tone Bell story. And I adore it. Tone, we've been friends for maybe 5 years.
Couple years, yeah.
Yeah, we like each other.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we do pretty
sure,
good.
Sure, why not?
We get it, anyway, Jim.
So what happened was I was on an episode of a one season sitcom called
Bad Judge.
And it was who was the lead?
Kate Walsh.
Kate Walsh is a friend of mine.
Also your friend.
Yeah, that's why I got the job. Kate Walsh is a friend of mine.
Who loves dolphins, by the way.
He does love dolphins. Kate Walsh had a sitcom called Bad Judge, and you were in Bad Judge, and
I was a star of it, too. You're making me seem like I was guest and starring with you.
No, you were the second lead.
Yeah, I was.
You were the second lead.
I just want to make sure we
he was
the bailiff.
He played the bailiff. Now, I was brought in for one episode to play Kate Walsh's husband on Bad Judge, right?
Which ex-husband, is, I think, right?
Ex-husband, whatever.
So he really remembers the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was on one episode of Bad Judge. It's probably worth a view if anyone wants to download that. I'll probably get 5 cents if you do. Anyway, so what happened was, Tone, at that stage, you had been on about fucking 7 sitcoms. How many sitcoms have you had now? Like 27?
Been on, or like that I've started?
That you've started? Like 27?
I'm going on number 7.
Yeah. Every year they give Tone Bell a new sitcom, and you.
Well, they don't give it to. Well, this year they gave it to me, but like they normally don't give it. I work for it, Jim.
I know you work. I'm complimenting you. I think you're an amazingly talented guy.
No, but
thank you, Forrest.
Yeah. That's condescending a little bit, but
oh god!
They try to get
quit screaming.
Tone was the lead in this sitcom.
Every year they give this motherfucker a sitcom.
Fucking charity this guy's getting.
No, I just. I mean that you're a prominent TV person.
I'm working.
Yeah,
dependable.
Well, why is this so difficult?
Why am I? I'm not being mean. I'm trying to be complimentary.
Okay, try it again.
Anyway, at the time we were doing Bad Judge 2, I was looking at Tone. I remember thinking to myself, that's the career that I want. And then me and Tone went to lunch, and on the way back he went, can you stop off and get me my laundry? You were like the richest man I know, and you were going to the laundromat, and then you get like a sack of clothes, and you looked at me and went, $15.
I had a dope look, because we had lunch, and then we ran past the laundromat.
And you went, but stop here, I got to go to the laundromat.
And I put a plastic basket full of dirty clothes in Jim's Maserati. And we stopped by a shit laundromat that I got a great deal from. It looked like it was a drug deal. That's what
he did. But the thing was, he kept up bragging on the ride back, going, very reasonably priced.
That was great. That was a good day.
I'm sorry I got sidetracked there. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
The end of the piece.
Dolphins are fish.
The end of the piece, though, was a fun part because we got down to the fact, just besides the plastics that are in the water, there's a lot of drugs that were basically urinating out into the water. Like anytime we do any sort of prescription drugs, Oxycontin or Valium or... Mm. Advil or even like cocaine, anything like that, it gets into the water supply, and now it's affecting, like, they're finding it in mussels, we said, and eels, but also fish and stuff. And so we do actually have a hashtag there running on the show. That's going to run on the show, right? It's got the hashtag fish drugs.
Yeah. Fish drugs.
When I saw this 2 times, you know, the trash pile that's like 2 times the size of Texas, the first thing I thought about was like, do you remember when you were little watching that Superman movie and then he took all the trash and threw it into the sun? Do you remember this at all?
Okay, whoa. Slow down. It wasn't trash. It was Superman 4, the least known of all the Christopher Reeve Superman films, and it was not the trash.
It was not trash?
No. He decided to rid the world of nuclear weapons.
Oh, so
whenever a nuclear weapon... Because Christopher Reeve...
You don't think it's nuclear waste in this shit? In this big-ass trash?
Yeah, but they weren't missiles.
Okay.
Superman.
Oh, I remember that one. That was the movie.
Superman, people, I don't know what world they were living in, but people were just launching nuclear missiles left, right, and center. Like, there was no issue with it. Oh, we're going to bomb things. And Superman, he was like working double time to get all these fucking things. And then Superman would come, he would grab a nuclear missile, he'd put them in a big nest.
In a big bag, yeah. He had a big sack.
And he'd put them in a big sack. And then Superman got maybe 50 nuclear missiles in this big sack. And then he got the big sack and he went up there and he fucking, like the hammer?
Yeah.
Like the hammer at the Olympics. He swam him around and then he threw him into the sun. Now, little did he know that Lex Luthor had already sent a small outfit and some DNA of Superman's hair that he got from a museum on the sun that was sitting there. For some reason, it wasn't burning up. And then the nuclear weapons hit and then Nuclear Man came off. Someone find out for me what happened to the actor that played the villain in Superman 4, because he was like a blonde sort of Fabio-looking cunt.
Yeah, I do remember this.
Yeah, I'll check it out. So, Fisher doing drugs. I think that's the end of that. But, we could talk about it more, but I thought it was funny. Basically, we told people that if you want to donate drugs for the fish, because since they're getting fucked already and the ocean's polluted and they're going to die, we might as well get them high and keep them comfortable.
Do you measure drugs in this country by the sewers? Like, who takes the most drugs, like they do in Australia?
Well, that was the point of the thing.
You do that so you can find out who gets the most fucked up by suburb by you going to where the sewer is.
Really? We do that in Australia?
Yeah, so they can say which
suburb. In all fairness, there's only 12 people in Australia. We're just checking everyone's toilet. And it's like on the news, it's like this. Oh, Gavin's fucked up.
Gary's at it again.
The joke would have worked better if you didn't use another name that had G and A at the beginning. I feel like you didn't work hard enough, Amos.
Nigel?
He was going with the other ratio.
Cut that back in.
The guy's name that played Nuclear Man is Mark Pillow.
Mark Pillow. Does anyone know what happened to Mark Pillow in his career?
Up, yeah.
Three credits?
More than me.
He retired.
Actually, that's the same amount as me. I'm as famous as
I'll get you on my new show, Jim. Don't worry about it.
He doesn't even have a Wikipedia.
Don't be like that. What is your new show? Do you want to advertise it?
Can I advertise my special as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, my hour's coming out in a few months on Showtime. It's called Tone Bell Can't Cancel This.
Wow.
And then
I don't get it.
That was weird.
Because I've had so many canceled shows.
I know. But that's why you're like Teflon, man.
Hey, man.
Every time your shows are canceled, it's like you're so talented. I mean this earnestly. You're so talented that every time you have a show that's canceled, they go, it's the other cunt's fault. You did a show with a cunt from Saved by the Bell. They went, oh, that kid doesn't know how to act. And they fucked him off and you're still a star.
I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't watch it.
Nobody did. That's why it's canceled, Jim.
Yeah, no, but I say that in the nicest way. Not like if I watched it, that would have tipped the ratings over.
Yeah. Because I sold when we were doing that, you still had your show.
That was canceled.
And then, you got, two seasons out of that?
Two seasons. We're hoping to get more than two out of this show, but we're not optimistic. What do you reckon, Scotty?
Yeah, we'll get it.
You reckon we'll get a third?
Yeah. Emmy
yeah, he said yeah to those two, and they go. Mm-hmm.
Emmy nominations come out tomorrow, so that we'll see about that, huh? What do you think, Jim?
I think we got a 4% chance of getting nominated and a 0% chance of winning.
You said 10 before.
Yeah, but I'm losing faith.
What's that? Oh, yeah, you didn't even vote for yourself.
Yeah, I didn't vote. Everyone in the office is like, you put your votes in.
I
didn't do it. I didn't do it. And then Forrest is going, what if it comes down to one vote? And I'm like, do they tell us that? Do they ring you up and they go, you were one vote away?
Who has a ballot that they didn't fill out? And they just go to Jim's house? There's like a carbon copy.
Forrest, you want to introduce Act 4?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, we are. Right, we'll skip. Yeah, but you're sitting here, so let's do it. We did an Act 4, and we had a special guest for Act 4, so let's just introduce him, Josh Brenner. How you doing?
Hi, Josh everyone. Josh Brenner. I've been sitting here the whole time.
I know you've been sitting next to me, and I've just looked over, and I'm like, I shouldn't have introduced you. You could easily be talking during this whole thing.
It's better.
You can only comment on the act that you participated in.
No, you'll know Josh from Silicon Valley or the Belko experiment. That was a big part for you.
Oh man, everybody knows me from the Belko.
I don't know the Belko experiment.
You're from the Belko
really?
Experiment.
You missed the Belko experiment.
Yeah, watch it. It's worth the view. It's worth the view. You die in about the third. You last pretty long.
I made it pretty far.
You were one of the last five people in the Belko experiment, man.
Thank you for having seen the Belko experiment.
I was at the time dating a girl who was in the Belko experiment. That's the only reason I know you were in the Belko experiment.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah, that's all right. We were fine with that. But so.
Who was in the Belko experiment?
Michaela was in the Belko experiment.
But a horror film. All right, let's see it. You were definitely in that. There's your
he
name.
He was in it. It was a it was a James Gunn movie. The guy who made
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's
something you lead with when you introduce yourself to people. The Belko Experiment.
I filmed it in Columbia. Changed my middle name. Yeah. Now I'm Josh Belko Brenner.
But now, if you don't recognize
Silicon Valley, is how many seasons? You guys have done?
Oh God, like 40. There's five exist.
Five,
and then a sixth is eventually happening.
Yeah, I can't wait to be able to say that. I've been on six shows.
Yeah.
No season two.
But here's the thing: you're probably actually on the shows that you're on.
Okay.
You probably put in more minutes of screen time on your one season than I have in 5 years.
That's 100% true.
So why is your character called Big Head? I'm looking at you now. That's a reasonable size head you've got.
Appreciate that, Jim.
Why does that happen?
There was no explanation for why the character's name was Big Head. So then they reverse engineered a reason and named the character Nelson Big Head Bichetti.
Bichetti.
But that was created after the fact. There originally was no explanation.
Well, you meant to be arrogant? Is that a phrase? Like you got a big head?
Nothing. There was no reason
from
behind
childhood
it.
Or something.
Now also,
they work backwards. I like this. I like this whole thing.
So Scott Zoolander, who's the producer on the show, he did a movie with you as well. What movie did you direct with Big Head?
Because he doesn't have a microphone.
When,
so
I like when Jim doesn't know things and he thinks he's being sexist. And what was the name of that movie? That was
I was in a movie called Where's the Money? That was directed by Scott.
Which leads me to my next question. Where's the money, Scott? Where's the money?
It was not in my paycheck. No,
I was making minimum wage. You're making minimum wage? Go to the microphone quickly. take Amos's one. No, take Amos's one because you two have to chat for a second.
I got recognized for that movie recently, Scott. I didn't tell you that. Yeah, it had never happened. It was crazy.
What, on Crime Watch?
We were in Atlanta, and somebody was like, "Oh, I know you," and I was like, "Cool." And he was like, "Where's the money?" And I was "Really?"
I gotta be honest with you. Just hearing the rapport between you two, I don't understand how that movie didn't work.
So much sharing.
I enjoyed the movie. I watched it. I haven't watched it.
I just assume that Scott used to just work for Daniel Tosh and now he works for me. Or we work together. You don't work for me. We work in the collaborate. Me, Scott, I love you. We collaborate. You don't work for me. I don't work for you. But let's be honest, they'd fire you before me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell us more about the Act 4. Forrest.
Oh, so our Act 4, basically, we highlighted this militant group, Al-Shabaab, and they are affiliated with Al-Qaeda, and so they're a terrorist organization, but the funny thing is now they are trying to advocate to use single plastic to stop using single-use plastic bags because they want to go green.
Isn't it all plastic bags?
Priorities, baby, priorities. Yeah, yeah.
So they want to go green, and so what we did, we wrote a piece where we had Josh on as Josh. It's spelled Cooperberg, but you kept calling him Copperberg, so that's what his name is on it now.
Cooper and Copper, what is the difference in the spelling?
One O, two P's versus two O's.
Different letters.
It's like how you Americans say aluminum and I say aluminium.
No, that's not a good example at all. That's
herbs and herbs.
I say advertisement
still
as a person from Georgia only because it makes me sound smarter.
You asked about though.
Tell him take a sip. Okay.
So Josh played Josh on the thing, which was written before. I don't know. I think it was written and then
I was just a twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And so you were playing the, I think, the environmental director of the organization.
Jill Stein X.
I got to give you a lot of credit. I got to give you a lot of credit because we rang you up last night and said, do you want to do this? And you said yes without seeing the script.
And we have a lot going on right now. Yeah.
You said, sure, I'll do it. And the script was that you worked for a terrorist organization and would hold a beheaded person.
In a bag.
Just kind of the top of a head in a bag, those black. But yeah, so you played Josh Copperberg or Cooperberg.
That's like a shittier Goldberg.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way down to the lower metals.
And you were the environmental
yet a great conductor.
And you were the environmental director of Al Shabaab, and so it was pretty funny. You were canvassing for Jill Stein. They captured you and just went through all the different ways that a terrorist group would be environmental. Like
it's one of those sketches that we wrote on Monday when we were always with Act Fours. We sort of wait to see what quirky news thing will happen throughout the week. And we had one idea that we may do next week, so I'm not going to say too much about that.
Don't say anything about it.
I said I didn't. Now I want to say something. But anyway, so we wrote this one. We went, there's a terrorist group that's anti-plastic bag.
Yeah.
But who from Al Shabaab like does that press release? Like who alerts?
I don't know what their name was. I don't know what their name was.
We got to cut costs.
But I mean, look, if you are killing people, you are environmentally friendly. I mean, because we are bad for the environment.
Plastic bags keep fingerprints, man. You got to get rid of that shit.
Really? Right. They keep fingerprints?
Yeah, you can get
that changes everything. I haven't killed anyone.
I signed a non-disclosure at your house, so I can't say anything.
That was the most weird silence we've had on this podcast ever, where I was like, someone's going to say something.
You're welcome. That's what everybody wanted to hear, nothing.
But Josh did a great job. It was really funny. You did a great job.
One take.
Well, like I said, I've got a lot going on right now, so I had to get out in and out pretty quick.
Yeah, except you're here for the podcast.
Yeah, and then I stuck around for 7 more hours to watch you guys talk into microphones.
Like before we did the podcast, he was helping the crew unload.
I work for Jack. Thanks for letting me do this, Jack.
Actually, you and Jack look like you could be related.
I told him before, I don't know why he didn't get the role. You guys, like, he's right here under your nose.
Almost same Alabama swirl haircut.
He's not an actor.
Because really. Jack's not talented.
You're talking to, you said that into a
I don't do that to Jack. Jack. I'm hiring Jack. Jack, if you need something. I don't Jack. Know if you heard. I got a new show coming out, so I got it.
Tell us about the show.
Nina Dobrev and I have a movie coming out.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. She's a star of Vampire Diaries. Has some other movie.
Never heard of it.
Okay. some of your non-fan base has.
Yeah.
And
is it on TV?
It's on CBS. So the movie's coming out Never August 10th. And then we start shooting August 9th, Jim. Let me fucking finish, Jim.
August? And, never heard of it.
That month doesn't exist.
It's only 11 months in Jim's calendar. Can you spell it is what I want to know.
Vampire Diaries has been on 8 seasons, Jim.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of it. I'm doing a bit, you dickhead.
No, I know you were. I was helping with the bit, you know, and the yes and guy. Then you play off me, you call me fat, boom, we're out. All right.
So it's a multicam. We start up in CBS, and here's the best part about it is I live across the street from CBS, and now I can just walk to work. It's like a 5-minute walk to work. It's fucking unbelievable.
Really? Other than laundry? Ease of convenience for you, in it for the audience?
Oh, yeah, it's funny and stuff too. But really?
I'm sure the audience will really love that. They're like, he looks so relaxed. He looks like it's a guy who's shown up to work in sweats.
He didn't even have to drive to work with that LA traffic.
He's got a 2-minute commute. I like this show.
Oh,
it's good. Your job is so perfect, you can afford a DUI.
Mm. Oh, you didn't see the. Oh, you weren't in here when I was talking about the scooter I'm about to buy, so I can ride to work. We talked about.
I thought
the scooter.
You could walk there. Now you're scootering there.
Well, I mean, I want to show off a little bit.
Ride a bicycle.
No, pedaling. Ugh.
Did you just say pedaling? That's such
me?
A weird thing to say. Pedaling? Are you anti-pedaling?
I'd either walk or I'm
that's
gonna,
a weird
like,
thing
nice
to say.
Little...
You just took down dolphins for half an hour. That's like a weird thing to do.
They're fish.
What do you can you ride a bike, Jim?
Of course I can ride a fucking
I don't know.
Bike.
You don't look like you could ride a bike.
I can ride a bike. I know every girl you've ever dated.
That's way better. Okay. Still doesn't really make sense, but we're going to keep that in there. So
we'll leave that in there.
But we have bicycles in another room over here. I think we should ride bikes.
Get me a microphone. All we need is to continue this podcast. We need 6 bikes. There's only 5 of us. 5 bikes.
I can ride 2.
We need Kelly to come behind us with all the equipment. We're gonna ride.
No bike for Kelly. She has to run.
No, yeah, you have to run behind us. We're gonna bike and podcast. We're gonna call it Pike.
Pike.
Podcasting bike.
Pikecast.
Podcasting bike.
Pikecast.
Podcast.
Like Podsicle.
I don't know, man. Pike sounds derogatory to me for some reason. But maybe it's your accent. I don't know.
Only against the Irish. If you call them Pikeys, that's a. It's all
okay. There we go.
If we ride, with
I don't
first,
know about racism like I should. I only know mine.
Well. Those Germans suck, though.
I was going to do
it. We can all agree on that.
You know what? I will say this because there was Germany. They are the one group of people where you can still rip into them, and people are like, "Yeah, you're not off the hook yet."
What about the Japanese? Can you do that?
No, you can't do it to Japanese.
It's too good, man.
It's weird. But there was a 16-year-old German girl. I was ripping into her, and no one stopped me. The audience were all clapping, like, "Oh, it's a bit of fun."
Yeah.
Oh, the podcast has come to a dire end, so I'm going to end it myself.
We didn't talk about Act 3. You got drunk with some people in Ireland.
So,
yeah, you want to talk about that before you go?
I got drunk with people in Ireland. The end. All right, listen to me, podcast people. Anyone want to advertise anything?
New show coming out CBS this fall. It's called Fam, starring Tone Bell and Nina Dobrev. Plenty of other people that you've seen. Great show. I have my Showtime special coming out. Late August, early September. Look out for it. And my
What's
first feature film that I'm starring in, I'm the lead guy in it, so hopefully you check that out. It's called Dog Days, also starring Tone Bell, Nina Dobrev, Rob Corddry, Eva Longoria, a bunch of other people that you've seen before. That's it, man. And my Instagram is Tone Bell, TONEBELL.
I must go.
I'm looking for a Vesa. So if you'd like to marry me, man or woman.
I got room, baby.
All right. Chat to me.
It's got room.
On Instagram.
How do you get Aldi on Instagram?
I'm a bit of Amos Gill on Instagram.
There you go. Okay.
Slide in those DMs.
Josh?
I've got a ton going on. Don't Google that.
Oh, yeah. Josh is available for kids' parties.
I'll do literally anything.
And that's all.
As always, I have Poor Decisions is my special. It's on Amazon and iTunes and a bunch of other shit. You can find it on any of my social media. Please don't send me money for it, because that's not the way it works. I sent the money back to the people that sent me the money on PayPal. So you should be getting back your money. Please buy it through Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and all these other
places. All I give a fuck, don't bother coming to see me in any of my gigs. All I want you to do is just come and watch my special.
They can do
special.
Both, Jim.
You can do both, but don't bother.
How many specials do you have, Jim? What
this
number is
number
this?
8.
This is number 8?
Number 8 in 11 years.
Where do you put this one, you reckon?
I personally, out of the 8,
yeah,
I'm going to say number 3, but in many ways I put like 2. There's one that I really, I put Alcoholicos above all the other ones, and that's like sort of the one that's been hidden and all that sort of stuff, but I put this like 2 or 3.
I rank them all number 8.
Oh, wow, that was hurtful.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so
it comes out this Friday.
So you
especially think to do like Jim?
I get a lot of grief saying that you've lost your edge and blah 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 blah. I just ask you to watch the special and see if you enjoy it. There's, you know, maybe it's a little bit different from the other things I've done.
Directed by Scott.
Scott Zabilski's done. That's probably why the lighting's bad and I look sad at the end. We shot in London, Hammersmith Apollo. We did two shows at the Hammersmith Apollo.
You'll hear my voice on it probably too, right? Has my voice come out? I introduced Jim.
Forrest
Boom.
Does that. Forrest does that. That's probably why I put it second or third.
I told you this, Jim. Every Australian I've spoken to when I came here was like, tell him less of the politics and the smart guy stuff. More of the strippers and the fucking.
Yeah, less of the smart guy stuff.
I like how people don't want you to evolve as a person ever. Yeah. They're like, they
well,
just
you know what?
Be, yeah.
Fuck it. This is me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Segue.
No, but you know, you know what it is? It's like some of my fans would have been very happy if I was dead now. Mm-hmm. That would have been their fucking pinnacle. He's dead. Brilliant.
Yeah. Mate. No, you're dead. You're serious.
I'm dead,
I mean,
to some of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, as I always say, good night, Australia. Keep safe.
Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. If there's a topic you want to talk to us about, nobody did it this week. I don't know why. It's usually going on. Tweet to us at Jeffrey Show. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts.
He just leaves.
That's how everyone ends. Notice how it didn't break stride? I was like, and that's what happens to everybody.
I took that to fucking high.
That guy's on a bicycle.
We have a podcast group. It's the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast group on Facebook. How many people do we have in that now? 2,500. Lots of fun on there. Also, lots of assholes. But we invite you to be a part of the group and participate. Thank you to Tone Amos and Josh for being on the show. All right, good night.
Where does he go?
Bathroom.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.